time check, 18 hours. Time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win bets, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Auditor General clarifies RDA audit process. Court tells state to put house in order in case involving Edgar Lungu's former associate. In global news, Egypt raises fuel prices by up to 30%. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM News. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. The Office of the Auditor General has clarified that the appointment of Grant Thornton Management and Chartered Accountants in September 2024 to undertake the audit of the Road Development Agency RDA financial statements for the period ending 31st December 2024 through to 2026 followed a transparent and competitive procurement process. The clarification follows a social media post by Patriotic Frontier Person for Information and Publicity, Emmanuel Mamba, questioning the confirmation of account balances and the engagement of the private audit firm to audit the financial statements of RDA. Acting Auditor General Ron Mwambwa says that obtaining confirmations for bank balances or creditor amounts is a standard audit procedure carried out in line with the International Standard on Auditing, ISA 505 External Confirmations. In a statement, Dr. Mwambwa says external confirmation refers to audit evidence obtained as a direct written response to the auditor firm. In a statement, Dr. Mwambwa says external confirmation refers to audit evidence obtained as a direct written response to the auditor from a third party, either in paper form, electronically, or through other communication channels. He further explained that confirmations can be initiated either by the auditee requesting a creditor to confirm amounts owed directly to auditors or by auditors writing directly to creditors with authorization from management. This is according to a statement issued by Ellen Chikale, Head of Public Relations in the Office of the Auditor General. The Lusaka Magistrates Court has directed the state to put its house in order after a case involving Martin Mbaya, a former associate of former President Edgar Lungu, failed to take off. When the matter came up before Lusaka Magistrate Paul Namakando, State Prosecutor Sylvain Malambo informed the court that the case had not yet been allocated to a prosecutor. This follows Mr. Mbaya's first court appearance since his arrest on June 17, 2024 on multiple charges, including possession of property suspect to be proceeds of crime, possession of a firearm without a license, and uttering a false document. In 2024, Drug Enforcement Commission DEC disclosed that Mr. Mbaya was allegedly found in possession of a Toyota Land Cruiser suspected to be proceeds of crime, as well as a Gleason pistol and 96 rounds of ammunition without a valid license. The commission also stated that between January 2022 and April 21, 2024, the suspect allegedly forged a firearm license with intent to deceive, falsely presenting it as a document issued by the Lusaka City Council. Magistrate Namakando has since directed the state to organize its case and adjourn the matter to tomorrow for possible plea. Government has announced that hundreds of young entrepreneurs and cooperatives are expected to receive official tenements this Sunday and an initiative aimed at reducing youth unemployment. Youth, Sport and Arts Minister Elvis Nkandu says the tenements will benefit young people holding artisanal licenses and help them start or expand their businesses. Speaking during a youth town hall meeting in Solwezi this afternoon, Mr. Nkandu said the move is part of government's efforts to unlock the economic potential of the country's youth and stimulate local commerce. He explained that the allocation marks a transition from the bureaucratic process to the operational stage, where license holders can begin their activities and contribute to the formal economy. Mr. Nkandu added that the distribution of the tenements is also intended to encourage young people to use the spaces productively and create sustainable livelihoods.
On the issue of the mine, I've heard some concerns by those who call. Wherever I'm not going, I have information. I know you have a lot of concerns. Now the information is, on Sunday, you know the thing about this government, when you complain, we listen. So the presidency, through the Minister of Mines, will be sending officers on Sunday to come and demarcate Nokumipera and approach the area.
The Zambian Empowerment Hub and Skills Training, ZEHEST, is calling for the establishment of a youth desk at State House to enhance coordination of youth affairs in the country. ZEHEST Executive Director Clarence Muziamba says such a platform would help address challenges affecting young people while strengthening communication between government and the youth. Speaking ahead of this year's Youth Day, Mr. Muziamba highlighted ongoing issues affecting young Zambians, including unemployment, limited access to funding, mental health concerns, and underrepresentation in decision-making processes. He says youth should be considered for contracts and business opportunities in areas such as general supplies, cleaning and security services, mobile toilet hiring, stationery supply, landscaping, paving, sales and marketing and fumigation services.
We, the youth, demand opportunities, contract opportunities in general supplies, general cleaning services, security services, mobile toilet hiring, stationary supplies, landscaping, paving, sales and marketing, fumigation. As youth, we also ask for access to land for agricultural purposes. Skills training centers construction across the country. Low rate loans and grants for community youth empowerment programs and projects. We also want access to equipment and capital to implement initiatives.
Moving on to global news, Egypt has raised domestic fuel prices by up to 30%, blaming exceptional global energy pressures caused by the Middle East war, which has disrupted oil supplies and shipping routes. The increases announced by the Petroleum Ministry this morning apply to gasoline, diesel and natural gas used in vehicles. In a statement, the ministry said the adjustments were driven by disruptions in supply chains, rising risk levels and higher maritime shipping, and ensuring costs which have pushed petroleum product prices to levels not seen in years. The BBC reports on other world news stories.
Madagascar's president has denied staging a coup after dissolving his cabinet on Monday. Colonel Radjianirana said the ministers had ceased government functions. The world's biggest producer of crude oil has warned of catastrophic consequences if the Strait of Hormuz remains blocked to shipping for an extended period. Saudi Aramco said the longer the disruption to oil exports went on, the more drastic the global impact would be. The UN Refugee Agency says more than 100,000 people have been displaced in Lebanon in a single day. The Lebanese government is seeking talks with Israel to end its attacks on Hezbollah. Police in Bangladesh have arrested four people for reportedly stealing and selling skeletons from graves across the country. Investigators say the group sold the bones to mainly students at medical and dental universities.
The business news comes next, right after this.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. What you do? Taking flight on air and online.
And now for business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Health changes everything. First National Bank, FNB Zambia, has signed a $20 million United States dollar financing agreement with British International Investment to support the growth of micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs. Speaking during the signing of the memorandum of